This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas novelist Laura Moriarty wasn't aiming for controversy, but her new book caused one even before it was published. It's set in a future where Muslim Americans are sent to camps, and a white teenager finds the courage to help one captive find freedom. KCUR contributor Ann Knickendorf asked Moriarty about what led to her creative choices.
Well, I was so concerned about the rhetoric of the presidential campaign. I mean, I've long been concerned. I think a lot of people have been concerned about the way our culture talks about Muslim Americans. I mean, even before this last presidential campaign, I mean, you remember when, you know, there was this big debate over whether Barack Obama was Muslim. Do you remember? You know, oh, is he? Is he not?
Right.
I don't think he is. Right. As if it should matter.
So why did you decide to make this a young adult book? All your other books are written for adults.
Right.
And then this one, which seems so difficult.
You know, I didn't set out to write it as a young adult book. I just wrote it. And I think the reason I made her the age I made her is because I had been reading Azarna Fisi's The Republic of Imagination. Her first chapter is all about Huck Finn. And so that novel was very much moving through my mind as, oh, sort of the immigration story and then what we think of as this very American story and also a story of prejudice and a story of coming out of prejudice. Which I was very much thinking of Huck Finn, and that's why Sarah Mary is the age that she is.
Right, and the name that she has, right?
Right, exactly, uh-huh. Exactly, and why it's set in Hannibal.
Well, let's talk about Sarah Mary for
okay.
a minute. She is 15. She has grown up in Missouri, and you mm-hmm. say that she's really never left the area. I think she had been to two states before. And like Huck Finn, she's very poorly educated, and she's neglected mm-hmm. And abandoned by her mom. But then at the same time, you pair her then with this Iranian woman named Sadaf, mm-hmm. and she is really the exact opposite. She's very worldly. She's older. She has a PhD in electrical engineering and is a university professor, and she's the mother to a small child. Why did you decide that this 15-year-old would be a good pairing then with this older worldly woman?
Mm-hmm. Well, the only thing Sarah Mary really brings to the pairing is her flat Midwestern accent and her ability to move through this extremely xenophobic society easily, much more easily than Sadaf can. I mean, Sadaf has, as you mentioned, every advantage over Sarah Mary.
I think we have to talk about the elephant that's ended up in the room with this,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, sure.
That early reviews came in and a lot of readers were unsettled or sometimes even angry mm-hmm. about the content. What sort of responses to the book are you receiving already?
A lot of people were angry because they assumed it was going to be a white savior narrative,
right.
Which I would say, no, if you read the book, she doesn't end up saving her. She can't do it on her own.
So you knew that it would hit some kind of nerve.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Right. Not like you sit down to write a book about Islamophobia in today's political climate and think, oh, everyone's going to like it and everyone's going to be happy with me and no one's going to be upset. I mean, of course I knew that. But I hope to start up a conversation about the Muslim Americans that I've been lucky to know. And also, even larger than that, what America is supposed to be about. You know, it is supposed to be about freedom of religion and diversity and respect for other people and knowing that not everyone has to think like you and worship like you.
All right. And you mentioned diversity. As the two characters hitchhike to Canada, they run into pretty much a who's who, right, of
right.
religious backgrounds. So you've got Black Baptists represented, mm-hmm. a Mexican Catholic, Jewish brothers, mm-hmm. a very wealthy Republican woman who mm-hmm. identifies as Christian but has hateful bumper stickers all over her car, and an Amish family. So why did you choose that particular grouping as the people who helped them along?
Well, I thought, okay, who might be picking them up? You know, who would be, especially in different regions? Like, America is this diverse country. I couldn't get everybody in, but I wanted to have to show different groups. I hope that it's an optimistic novel, which sounds strange because it's a dystopian novel, but I want it to be a celebration of what I think most people would champion as positive American values that I think most people want their kids to be reading and want to celebrate themselves.